This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. Hour 2, G-Bag Nation 105.3. The Fan, hope you're having a fantastic day. Had the Jerry Jones press conference. Well, really the State of the Cowboys address back there in the 1 o'clock hour. And a lot was said. We'll review some of that coming up with you at 3:20 when we hit the C-note every afternoon. Cowboys news of the evening here in the G-Bag Nation. And, I mean, he was on one. I don't know if I've seen Jerry that ornery or fired up or whatever you want to call it since the glory hole years, like 12, 13 years back. Congrats to Jerry. I think for stoking the fire. It was definitely mission accomplished for him. Micah Parsons is there. Okay. But there's updates on a bunch of different players and we'll get those here coming up at 3:20. John Hollinger has a piece up in the Athletic regarding LeBron and the Mavs. He was at Summer League in Vegas and doing the insider thing and basically emptied his notebook there in the Athletic New York Times. So a little bit of LeBron Mavs content for you. John Hollinger writes, in particular, the whispers about having eyes for Dallas, a place where he could have teamed up with former teammates Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and young phenom Cooper Flagg before opting into his deal, were hard to ignore. Obviously, James wasn't willing to leave $52 million on the table to take a non-taxpayer MLE or something similar from the Mavs or another team. A buyout seems similarly unlikely. Additionally, the tax aprons on both sides will make any in-season transaction with a contender-class team very challenging. Okay, so that's the latest. Basically, as Tim Cato told us last week, LeBron still is one of, if not the most powerful man in the NBA. So this would require him almost deciding that he wants to leave, and that's a pretty significant leap from where we are right now. So I think best case scenario, if you want to dream about LeBron with the Mavs, is that he continues to play this year as he did last year, and he'll want to continue his career beyond this upcoming season. I don't know. I was trying to put myself in his shoes. $52 million for a year with the Lakers or like $14 million with the Mavs or another contender. I guess it's easy to say, what's another $40 million if you're already sitting on $1 billion for LeBron, but $40 million is a massive amount of money.
Yeah. I mean, that's why we're still just blown away at even the idea of a guy like Trayvon Diggs just voluntarily punting on $500,000. It doesn't happen. Even with the high-level guys, if anyone in the league could take that level of pay cut to go win right now, it's LeBron James, who's not going to even really notice the difference. But I think there's some level of just principle involved with that. And there's an ego factor too. Like I am LeBron James, bro. Like yeah. I'm going to make my 50 mil.
Yeah. You're making hundreds of millions of dollars off me throughout my career. I want to get as much as I can on my side of it.
Yeah. So I get it.
I'm not going to make the mid-level exception. I mean, he makes 85 million is the estimate on endorsements per year. So he's making a ton of money. I mean, look, 52 million. I understand anyone saying I'm not losing out on that, but if you really did want to try and put yourself in the best position to win, if you don't feel that that's LA. I mean, if anybody could say, hey, I could take that loss, it would be LeBron, considering he's got so many great endorsements.
Did it feel like the Cowboys were maybe a little adversarial towards Diggs with their comments again today?
A little?
Yeah, maybe a lot.
A lot?
Oh, for sure. Now, I mean, at least they lumped in, to some extent, Terrence Steele.
Yes.
But yes, like they clearly want – a lot more out of Trayvon Diggs.
Yeah.
And it's totally fair. Credit to their self-awareness of, like, they are admitting, like, that was not a good decision.
No. And then the injuries have just compounded it. It's been one of the saddest stories of the last couple of years with the Cowboys, just that Diggs cannot be healthy. Because when he was healthy, even though his coverage was average and his tackling was well below average, they were dangerous when he was at the top of his game and, you know, could change any game at the drop of a hat. And now, like, to go through the ACL, then the microfracture, I wouldn't be surprised if he's already played his last game with the Cowboys, just because how difficult it's going to be to come back from that after an ACL. We'll have more Cowboys, though, coming up here in about 15 minutes. How about an MLB trade deadline preview? If you were feeling confident on Friday, you're even more confident today, aren't you, that these Rangers are not going to be sellers? We go to ESPN, and they have their trade deadline candidates, the top 50 most likely trade deadline candidates in Major League Baseball this year. Rangers are on the list. There's only a couple of them, though, and they're not very highly ranked at all. You know, when it comes to how likely they are to be moved, Adolis Garcia, 28th on the list, saying there's a coin flip chance maybe that he gets traded right now. I would be shocked. I mean, you need him. Right. So I think moving Adolis Garcia would be kind of waving the white flag. I would say it's got to be closer to 5%, not 50% Adolis gets traded between now and the end of the month. What do you guys think?
Ooh, you know, if they keep winning, I don't think they're going to trade Dolly unless it's just specifically for the space to then be able to make a move to buy.
To bring in another bat to replace him.
Or a reliever. Maybe they feel like they've got somebody else that they could slide in and play. Like, maybe it's Osuna. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, to me, it's like, if you still believe in this team, you probably need Adolis Garcia here and him performing well. So I don't know if it makes a ton of sense to move him if you're also going to be buyers. Like, if you're going to sell him, then it means, like, we don't really believe that this team is going to be able to do it this year.
It really felt like about 50% before the Padres series, you know?
Yes.
And then they proceeded to, over the final 10 games before the All-Star break, just play some great baseball and score. And now, you know, assuming Evaldi stays healthy, I don't think there's a very compelling case that they're going to be changing their mind here over the next week or so with a series against the A's getting underway tonight, 6:30 pregame. Chris Martin is also on the list at 38th, and he had a leg situation last night, so we'll have to get an update from CY and Sands on that coming up 4:20 and 4:40 there, your Rangers back-to-back interviews.
If anyone wants Chris Martin, go for it.
You're willing to move on?
I think that body might be breaking down.
I mean, 38 years old.
It's like every time he goes out there, something's getting messed up.
I'd be okay with that.
Is it a decent chunk of change if you can?
I feel like he was on a one-year deal.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it definitely would free up a good chunk. Yeah. I mean, they're like so close right now to that luxury tax threshold to where I think anything is going to help.
Yeah, it was a one-year, $5.5 million contract that he signed.
So, yeah, I do feel like Chris Martin has had some good innings, and I don't want to move on from him lightly just because of their need for quality arms. And, you know, you don't have to be elite to be of use, I think, right now for this Rangers bullpen. And they're kind of keeping it together with matchups and Bochy managing it the way that he does. You know, I would be interested to see what extra dominoes would have to fall, but I don't see either of those things happening. Like, if you ask me to rank right now between selling anything, standing pat, and buying, I would say the Rangers are going to buy at least a bullpen arm. Standing pat is the second most likely, and selling is a distant third right now. I just don't think Bochy, CY, and the veterans they have on this team justifies it, and I don't think they'd want to be around on a team like that.
No. They're going to look for any reason to avoid selling and punting on the season. And at this point, they don't really have a reason to because, things are going in the right direction. If things bottom out totally between now and the deadline, then you go ahead and make your call. But otherwise, I'm with you 100%. I could see them standing pat, wishing they could buy, but financially just maybe not being able to.
Let me ask you this, guys. So as we turn to the top 10 here of the likely trade candidates, the good news here, four of the top 10 players available at this deadline, bullpen arms. Would you be willing to put even your top prospect on the table for a bullpen arm under a couple of years of organizational control right now? Are you considering Walcott to get like a hammer arm?
Yeah. I love Sebastian Walcott. I think that he's going to be a really good player, but it is so much of an unknown. It's easy to fall in love with a prospect who is absolutely tearing it up in, you know, double A. And hopefully, you know, he continues the progression here. But yeah, if it's under multiple years of control and it's a worthy player, I certainly would be open-minded to that, because we've seen so many prospects that we go ahead and put all of our hope in and they just don't inevitably develop. And quite frankly, I think if the player were there that the Rangers found value in, they would be willing to do that.
Yeah, you know, and too often the prospects become just pretty good big leaguers. It's like, hey, that's a hit. You know, we got a number four starter. That's hard to do from a prospect list, but like you can go find that in free agency or the trade market, right? So what is the actual chance that a player of Sebastian Walcott's ilk ends up becoming a guy that's going to drive you to championships? It's beyond 1 in 1,000.
Maybe I'm just a little emotional in our connection that we had with him in the clubhouse, Walchuk.
He's a hell of a guy.
Yeah. You know, to feel like letting him go would hurt. And if this was a team that was clearly like leading the division and like obviously one of the real no-brainer contenders in the sport, I would play along with it. But that would be tough, man.
Yeah.
It'd be tough to trade that guy.
If they could have just got it turned around May 1st instead of June 15th or whatever it ended up being, there might be a compelling case to be made for that. Anyway, the top player, the Rangers are mentioned as a fit for, right? Because ESPN gives you the most likely trade candidates and then who the fits are. And the Rangers are about one of six or seven teams for Yoan Duran, the Twins reliever. One of the best relievers in the sport, nasty stuff, fastball that averages 100.2, and he throws a splinker that sits 97.5.
You splink and you
splitter
miss it.
Sinker.
He has two more years of team control after this season.
A wobbly ball.
yeah.
The movement on that.
It sounds hellacious to try to hit, but he would demand a big trade package, so that's why I wanted to ask you about Sebastian Walcott. If Brian was here, of course, he'd be texting his GM buddy, and we'll have him follow up on this later on this week. Could you get Yoan Duran for Sebastian Walcott? Would that be an overpay? Would it be an underpay? Emmanuel Clase A, still with Cleveland, nearly unhittable last season. The bad news is he's not been as good this year. The good news is maybe he's more available. Had issues more with walks, gotten fewer ground balls while allowing more damage on his cutter that does average 99 miles an hour, in part due to more center cut locations. He's under contract for less than $30 million through 2028, which would bring a big return to Cleveland.
He's started to get it going. His last 13 outings, he's allowed only one earned run and looked more like the guy that he was last year.
I mean, could you say they're a reliever away?
You could.
A ninth inning guy? Looked like it the last 10 days.
If the offense continues to have turned a corner, which it does appear that they have, then yes. I mean, this team, with the starting pitching that they've got, you look at them in a postseason series, they absolutely have the capability to go on a run like they did 2 years ago and win a championship, in which case everything is worth doing. But you absolutely are going to have to feature a package of Sebastian Walcott to get him or Emmanuel Clase. Like, you're competing with the Dodgers. You're competing with the Red Sox, the Yankees. Like, every team is looking to try and get the best bullpen help they can here at the deadline. If you want one of those guys, you're probably going to have to overpay.
Very important context. You talked about that last week, how it's going to become a bidding war. Guardians have another reliever, Cade Smith, arguably the best reliever in baseball since the beginning of 24. 13 strikeouts per nine. The Guardians, one of the few teams out there that is clearly a seller. He could be the solution to many teams' late inning woes with four more years of control. He would also be a prohibitively expensive trade target for most teams, making a deal difficult to come by. So they don't think trade possibility is likely. But if I'm CY, I'm hammering Cleveland every day trying to see if there's any way we could get that done. I mean, I think you have to consider lighter and Rocker as trade chips as well. Do you not? I mean, the Rocker had a hell of a start Saturday.
Lighter's really good.
Had some good runs. Lighter's ERA going tonight, sitting just under 4.4 now.
I'd rather trade one of those guys than Walcott.
There you go. And then the fourth guy on this list that makes sense for the Rangers is the 10th ranked player available at the deadline, Griffin Jacks, also in Minnesota. 3.92 ERA. So if you Google him up, you'll be like, wow, I wouldn't want that. But his advanced metrics, the predictive analytics and stuff like that, like you get into XFIP, and all kinds of these cool little analytics. Dominant. Let's tell you, stuff's dominant. He's just been one of the most unlucky pitchers in baseball this year. All right, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. There's a look at the relievers. I have some outfielders as well. There's first baseman to look at, which is an interesting situation because I don't really want to, you know, go with the idea of heading into September and October with the current first baseman situation. Is Jock Peterson going to come back and mash? I would hope
we gotta,
so.
We got to hope. We got to hope that Jock does. I definitely had that as part of the notes to ask CY about where is Jock right now. But I think a DH would be something to discuss.
But Cowboys are in the air, no doubt, here. And on your home of the Cowboys, we're fired about them. Rangers pregame coming up at 6:30. Jaden Blue was the big story Friday. And by the time we got to the weekend, it was clear that this wasn't just about being lazy. It really took on a tone of how coachable is the guy. I guess my thought is, after reviewing the story over the weekend, doing a podcast about it, how about WoW, by the way, if you want to sub, you got an absolute dog in this guy. And a lot of the stuff that I heard from him, like going back to high school and college, there's some good leadership stuff in there. Somebody told me he led high school workouts during COVID. Like, the dude, you know, is maybe complicated. Maybe he's not the most coachable. But damn it, just I kept watching his highlights and I'm like, I don't see an ounce of laziness in the way that he runs the ball. I see a shifty, fast guy who at 205 pounds is willing to put his face mask in the chest of a 260-pound defender 10 times out of 10, you know? So I hope that this story evolves well over the next 3 weeks in Oxnard. I hope we get a chance to talk to him, you know,
yeah,
and maybe get a better understanding of everything going on.
If anything, this probably fired him up, and he's going to be looking like the hardest worker on the team.
Seemed like it from his social media post on Friday.
Yeah, he's taking it personal.
Yeah.
I like that.
Let's get you more Cowboys. The C-Note coming up next year. It's the G-Bag Nation, the Fan.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. Segment is the C-Note, Cowboys News of the Evening. And it's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. It's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online, frankelfirm.com, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's the Frankels. We're going to start with something Micah Parsons just retweeted. As the Cowboys' State of the Team address was going on today, owner Jerry Jones interrupted Brian Schottenheimer to say that Micah Parsons was hurt for six games last year, so they weren't even going to be sure if they had him. And he also, you know, talked about Diggs and Steele. I mean, he was a loose cannon, more than I've ever heard Jerry Jones at that presser today stirring it up.
That's weed.
So, I mean, the point is, you know, talking about the injuries of a guy that you're actively negotiating with is that dirty pool. But J.J. Watt retweeted this quote and said, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it. He says, nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you. So that's J.J. Watt. Micah Parsons retweeted that. What's your guys' read on this?
I think it's just back and forth, you know, negotiation. I don't really think it's going to have any impact. I believe Mike and Jerry have a very good relationship. Yeah. And at some point, I do think this deal is going to get done. It's just a matter of when, but it certainly is. It's fascinating. And it is one of those things where it's just bizarre, especially when it's like it wasn't six games, it was four games. But I think the big takeaway for me was just how frustrated I think the Cowboys clearly are. And it was a big talking point in postgame shows for Brian and I during the season that the Cowboys have not gotten the return on investment when it comes to a lot of these second contracts. And yeah, maybe they are taking a harder look at, all right, we need to make sure that if we're going to pay a player this amount of money, it's worth it. And yeah, it's going to end up benefiting us because clearly Diggs, that's bad. Steel, that one hasn't been good. Unfortunately, Dak gets hurt immediately after signing that deal. So the leadership stuff that they keep pointing out there and harping on, all of these things, like it's not a surprise. If you're at Tolo and you listen to 105.3 The Fan, these are things that we have heard from that building for the last several years about maybe question marks regarding Micah Parsons. For various reasons, and the leadership stuff he has talked about, but I think up until this year, you didn't see the actions matching the comments and what he was saying.
Yeah, yeah. I think for me, the problem is still, even despite that, they're still probably going to end up caving to him. They have no like forward thinking foresight. It takes them forever to like get what they feel comfortable with as a full evaluation of a player. And if they really wanted to do something, like, then just get ahead of it. If you don't want to pay the guy, fine. Just trade him at the beginning of the offseason. Get a haul for him. Like, they're not going to tag him. They're not going to do it. They're not going to spend that much money for 1 year on the salary cap for anybody. They're not going to do that. Certainly, I mean,
didn't
not
they
for
do it twice with Tank.
Anything
with Tank?
They did, but, and they did it with Dak.
But the number for Micah Parsons now is way bigger than what it was for Tank's. And for a quarterback, you may do that. But even that goes back to them just like not fully one like knowing if Dak was that guy. Like, why are you putting Micah and Terrence Steele in the same sentence? Terrence Steele was off an ACL when you paid him. And everybody knew that Trayvon Diggs wasn't the most bought in, like, super, I love football, I'm ready to live and die for a championship right now, let's go. He wasn't that guy. So you're putting Micah in a conversation with two guys that most of us would have told you beforehand probably shouldn't pay that guy.
Yeah, not injury prone.
Yeah.
You know, not a guy you
want
to look at.
It's like,
at.
Dude, if you don't want to pay Micah, which ultimately you're probably going to cave and do it anyways, so you waited super long and the money just went up, but just get ahead of it and have some stones and say, we're trading you, and go get a freaking haul for the guy. Fine. Yeah. But they don't do that.
I guess I look at this, you know, back and forth or whatever this is now, as I wouldn't be surprised if at some point during the OTs or mini camp, when Jerry and Micah were talking with each other, if Jerry said, now I'm going to stir it up, I want you to stir it up right back, because mm-hmm. we're going to serve this thing hot, you know, right going into training camp, and try not to get in your feelings about it. I won't get in my feelings about it. And we'll have a good laugh about this at the press conference. Watch this. And they're going to do a presser at some point during Oxnard or shortly thereafter, where Mike and Jerry will be up there smiling and saying it's all business.
Yeah, they're just playing the game.
I mean, he did the whole Zeke Who thing. Like, Jerry's known to do some stuff like this.
And then I also wanted to just acknowledge that I think the injuries are an underplayed story with this run during the Mike McCarthy era. Like, they just lost so many starts on guys that have made all pro teams, that have made pro Bowl teams, then you take Overshown out. Like, the amount of injury adversity the Cowboys have had to face since 2021, really, it's as high as it gets in the National Football League. And I think people don't have an appetite for the excuses, and I really don't either, because I think they leave a lot of opportunities to team build out there on the cutting room floor. But hey, you know, injuries are something that you have some control of. I know during the Jason Garrett era, they had a horrible run where they had the most in the NFL. And then they went about drafting guys that weren't injured in college, and good luck happened. And they were on a good run for about the last half of the decade through 2021. They were one of the healthiest teams. Now, that has swung back the other way. And, You know, I don't know if they've been built to go win a Super Bowl, but I mean, if you could just give them average health since 2021, I think they would have had more postseason success. Okay, how about this Adam Schefter clip on this Micah Parsons story? Here's the ESPN insider.
The Cowboys are slow playing it again. Surprise, surprise. And they had not been in any rush. Now, Mike is going to go to camp, and Mike is going to be there, and Mike is going to do what Micah does. But I could tell you that going into camp, the two sides were not very close to a deal, and I don't think the Dallas Cowboys have been overly aggressive about getting a deal done. There have not been very many conversations, and I still think that everybody believes that at some point this deal is going to get done. But if we go back to last offseason as a roadmap, C.D. Lamb got done, I believe, late in August. Dak Prescott got done on the opening day of the NFL season. And we'll see when they can get something done with C.D. Lamb, with Micah Parsons, who they want to get done, obviously. But it doesn't sound like it's on a fast track right now. Now, that can change. And I do think that when they get a deal done with him, it's going to make him the richest defensive player in NFL history. It'll be the richest non-quarterback deal in NFL history. But again, not close right now, and we'll see if they can find a way to get there this summer as they have in the past with some of their other premier players.
Well, I love that he's there. I think that's a huge part of it because a lot of what he's got to figure out is just the assignments of a different defensive coordinator. And I think a lot of that is classroom work. Definitely you'd like to have him on the field for walkthroughs or simulated games. I don't necessarily need him in live fire, but with as many good young pass rushers that are on this team, it's not a horrible thing that Mike is going to sit out some athletic expenditures because he has not had the best durability through seasons. He has not had the best endurance over an 18-week season. You know, maybe taking it easy in July and a little bit in August, giving these young guys a chance to, you know, break free, and then, you know, hopefully at least being able to practice for a couple of weeks before the season starts would not be a bad resolution here.
It certainly wouldn't be the end of the world. If Sam Williams was healthy and able to be fully active out there, I would feel a little bit differently. And I still like the idea of Micah Parsons going up against guys like Tyler Guyton in practice and giving these guys different looks of like, hey, this is what it looks like to go up against the best. And we've seen guys like CeeDee Lamb and Zach Martin over the last few years miss training camp. And he's obviously going to be there, but not participating in training camp. Zach Martin would tell you he was not the same to start that season. CeeDee Lamb clearly wasn't from a production standpoint.
Yeah, and then while we're on edges, and all that's well said, Chief, Donovan Azuraku deal got done Friday night. Broadus was telling us about this, like the dominoes are about to start falling, and he thought it would be done before today, and it got done shortly after we went off the air, right? So, you know, the thing with Azuraku, I went back and looked into him over the weekend. Elite run stopping in college, and I'm sure you know this, Wolchuk. Yeah, I'm not breaking any news player to you. But like Azuraku plus Micah is your chance, really. Not only from a pass rush perspective, but they're two of your best run defenders as well. If Azuraku can bring what he did in college to this level, like his missed tackle rate is right on the edge of elite. And somehow, even though he's not the biggest guy, he can shed blocks and, yeah, you know, rock with the best of them.
He's great with his hands. I mean, I think that's what made him so special at Boston College. You know, he's so fast, his ability to shed off blocks, but the bend is really what crushed for him in terms of getting after the passer. But yeah, I mean, those are reps that now Donovan Azuraku could get. I still think we're going to see Micah Parsons practicing. I really do. I don't think a hold in is going to last very long. I'd be fascinated if he went an entire training camp and did not actually participate. I don't think he's going to be able to help himself.
I could definitely see some of that individual drill stuff, especially when it gets competitive like it did at the Ford Center at the Star during minicamp, where, you know, I want to get down here and see if I can take out the young man's best timer or yeah, something like that. Jeremy Fowler had an Overshown report, and Overshown himself updated it on IG over the weekend, but the news is positive checkup with his doctor last week, reinforced plans to play this season, likely start on PUP, hoping for midseason return, but that's still open-ended based on his recovery. So I think we'll just keep our fingers crossed and hope for the best on that. Nobody really knows how this thing's going to get resolved. Training camp injury report brought to you by Chiefs buddies over there at Greystone Roofing and Construction. It's greystone-roofing.com. You also have Trayvon Diggs and Josh Butler opening camp on PUP, while Siobhan Revell will open on the NFI list per sources, all expected with the rehabs that they are in. So all that stuff pretty much on schedule. Okay, then how about we finish this up with the Tyler Smith quote from right off the bus last night, making some waves across social media, and then again this morning on your morning debate television shows. He was asked about goals for the season and just said simply Super Bowl champions. That's always the expectations. And then, you know, they talked about a little bit today, and obviously the addition of Booker, the trade for George Pickens makes this offense more formidable if they can find a runner. Where are you guys with that right now? I'd say they're very much in a long shot camp. I think they're heading for 9-8, if I had to call it, and hoping for a wild card spot where they would be roadkill in the playoffs, just because their defense is so unproven right now.
Couldn't agree more. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm excited, and I have hope about the offense, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what Schottenheimer and company have in store. I like what they've done with the Pickens thing, at least for this year. Like, that's a huge upgrade. I think the offensive line's going to be good. Like you said, the runner question is huge, but yeah, I'm looking at this as an 8 or 9 win team.
We'll check.
Well, I mean, I think they could get to 10 wins this year. I mean, Super Bowl, obviously, it doesn't matter really what we think. I love that Tyler Smith said that, and
me
every
too.
Player should feel that way.
Right.
And I knew immediately, like, he was going to get clowned for this, right? Because people are going to laugh, oh, ha-ha, the Cowboys winning a Super Bowl, and that's fine. Like, we all kind of know that deep down.
What was he supposed to say? Like, our goal is to go have fun this year, man, like, really try our best.
That's the standard. The standard is the standard. And at some point, hopefully, I'm still around here and I get to see it. At some point, there will be a Cowboys team that finally does it and breaks this inevitable streak. But, yeah, I love that Tyler Smith said that. And so whether we believe it, that if it's possible or not, doesn't really matter. Everybody in that locker room should believe that, or else why the hell are you playing football?
Yeah, and I liked his attitude that he kind of got with the reporter.
Yeah, a little chippy,
on
a little back and forth. I hope this team is.
Yeah, it does. You know, I think it definitely has the potential to be a really good regular season team again, you know, because the offense could be top five. But man, I'm held back from my confidence with the knowledge of what the schedule did to him last year. Like, Jerry opened up with one of his first statements, like, well, we didn't get good quarterback play last year because Dak got hurt. Well, I mean, Cooper Rush did not play that much worse than Dak Prescott. Like, no. It was bad because your offensive line was getting bullied in the trenches. And it doesn't matter if it's Dak or Cooper Rush or Joe Milton, you know. So while I believe in their personnel and I think Pickens should be a huge addition and their offensive line should be slightly better, it's a really tough schedule. Three of their first eight opponents have top five defenses.
But I think you hit the nail on the head with the offensive line. Like, if that takes the step that we're hoping that it can with Tyler Booker and he's able to come in and be a good rookie, with Cooper Beebe year two, Tyler Guyton actually putting in work and being an NFL-capable left tackle for you, Steele getting back to the version that he was a couple years ago, or at least he's still a damn good run-blocking offensive tackle and a serviceable starter when it comes to pass blocking. Like, this offensive line has the pieces to be one of the better units in the league. And that, to me, if you've got an offensive line that can win, you've got a shot to win a lot of football games.
Well said. Okay, we have CY coming up at 4:20. How's Evaldi doing? Scratch from yesterday's start. We have Krusty's Corner coming up next. We'll check in to handle that.
Yeah, we've got ranking 2025 NFL rosters. We just kind of talked about it a little bit. Where in the world are the Cowboys on this? And we do have some Rangers news for you. That's
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive of total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Picks of the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. Back at the Pimp Cup here today. It's the G-Back Nation of the Fan. You have brought us on vacay one more day. He'll be checking in live from Oxnard tomorrow with us in time for Krusty's Corner. Brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's Wolchuk.
Thanks so much for that, General. We do have some Rangers news to get to very quickly. Mm-hmm. Chris Martin is going on the IL with a calf strain. So that's unfortunate. There's another reliever.
Saw that coming.
Josh Young, Michael Hellman, and Cole Wynn have all been recalled.
Very nice.
So Josh Young back on the big league squad. Justin Foscue and your guy, Alejandro Osuna, have been optioned.
And I appreciate you mentioning him. He is my guy. He's one of my favorite Rangers. It's just a little early for him, so I'm glad he got up here. He got exposure for an extended period of time. Now he gets to go back there and dominate, probably going to hit about 340 with a 900 OPS this week and wait for his next shot.
He needs the everyday at-bats, so I think this is going to be a good thing, and I'm excited. I mean, Josh Young, back-to-back homers, you know, down there at AAA, it seemed like he was starting to see the ball a lot better. Hopefully, this is just what the doctor ordered for the Jungle Cat, and he's able to get back up here and really crush it as the Rangers go ahead and start a series with the A's. Jack Leiter on the bump. We'll talk with CY coming up at 420.
If Josh Young channeled his 2023 version and then Jock Peterson just got back to some level of Jock competence— this thing could go to the moon, boys.
They were damn well winning a World Series. I think we're going to be partying out there.
We're going to be in the conversation.
Well, yeah. There's nothing like October baseball. I've missed it ever since that run.
34-28 would get the job done right now, guys. We're not talking about going out there and being world beaters. No. Just be pretty good.
Just be pretty good. That's all we want. Just pretty good. Okay, fellas, and you don't have to give me an answer right now. You can think about it. I can get back to this later on in the segment, but I want you to give me an 877-881-1053, a Cowboys breakout star, okay? Just want one. Cowboy breakout candidate for 2025.
Can't be a rookie, right? Can rookies break out, or do you have to have already done some level of...
You know what? Phenomenal question. Can a rookie break out?
I mean...
Can a rookie be considered a breakout star? Does this need to be somebody that maybe...
Yeah, absolutely.
Hasn't.
Yeah. A rookie could just...
Has at least played a year.
Burst onto the scene in breakout fashion.
I think so, because it's rare. When it happens, you know you're dealing with a star. So are you predicting stardom for any of these guys? I think that's on the table. And I think Donovan Ezeraku is a great pick for that.
Yeah, after what you said earlier, man. How could you not feel like old Ezeraku is going to get it done at a high level?
I don't think they're going to be able to take him off the field.
No, I'm with you. I think that's a guy, and we've talked about this on Love of the Star, by the way. Go and listen, subscribe, tell all your friends about Love of the Star. But, yeah, Donovan Ezeraku is just one of those guys. Also, hard-ass worker. I think the coaching staff's just going to have an issue keeping him off the field.
After what Dawson said about his run defense, I'm thinking about replacing him with, replacing Mozzie Smith with him. You know,
right.
Play him inside.
Play him with the one tag.
Play him there.
Why the hell not?
I guarantee you he would be more consistent than Mozzie.
Okay,
like 100 pounds lighter.
For this exercise, we're not going to go with rookies.
Okay, for this exercise.
Just for this.
But in general, you can be a rookie breakout star.
Yeah, I think so.
All right,
so just go ponder. You can go ahead and peruse the roster if you need to. You seem like you might be chomping on the bit here.
Has George Pickens made a Pro Bowl? The answer to that is no.
Okay.
Has he got a 1,000-yard season? I don't think so on that one either. So I'm going to say George Pickens, although I already do consider him like a top 25 wide receiver.
All right. Pickens. Get back to yours, Eric. 877-881-1053. We got some votes for Wanya Thomas.
He has had an 1,100-yard season.
Okay.
Right. But he's never had more than 5 touchdowns. Never been a Pro Bowler.
Maybe that doesn't count then.
Yeah, I think we're going to need somebody else. Okay, George. I'm going to call you. That was low-hanging fruit. That was kind of a weak selection.
Could,
that wasn't cool, dude.
I thought no Pro Bowl got me in. I thought I went on a loophole.
But what even is a Pro Bowl?
Thanks
days?
For keeping me accountable.
If
Wolf
you
Chuck.
Make a Pro Bowl, it's like, ah. Like there was an article I thought about doing, like, who's going to make the Pro Bowl this year? First-time Pro Bowlers. But it's like, man, they're going down to the fourth alternates
as soon
things.
As Tyler Huntley was an AFC Pro Bowl quarterback, I knew that we were done with
we've
that.
We've thrown it out.
Could Turpin be a part of this conversation?
If it is as an offensive player.
As an offensive player, yes. Like take away the special teams, I think him maybe being the biggest beneficiary of the Lamb-Pickens combo. I mean, the entire offense benefits in a huge way with that, but I think he's a guy that underneath, hey man, catch the ball 5 yards down the field, not 45 yards down the
right,
field.
Right.
You're going
to
catch it five.
You keep this within a 15-yard box.
And then you're going to run 97 miles per hour and get pulled over, but you're going to be in the end zone. So it's like, point still
Terp.
Stands.
Okay. Go with Terp. That's
I'm
a
just,
good one.
I'm just throwing that out there. That's I would fine. Love to see Mingo be that guy. Don't get me wrong.
Well, then you want to put the call in for Mingo?
I think Broaddus might put the call in for Mingo. Well, knowing Broaddus what I know about Broaddus. Here. Yeah, Broaddus is not here. You're right.
He's on his way to Oxnard. He's going to scout him up for us starting tomorrow.
I'm going Turpin. I'm right. going Turpin.
All right.
Because I think the running back stuff, too, is interesting.
And it is Slim Pickens. Like, I guess this is a result of them not drafting terribly well over the last couple of years, but there's not many breakout candidate type guys. Like, from a running back spot, Hunter Lipke, if I can't take Jaden Blue or yeah. Phil Maffa, I mean, honestly.
Do you want to go with Javonte Williams?
If you're optimistic. No. If you definitely don't
sure?
want to do that. I'll leave that to Bryce.
You want to go with Luke Schoonmaker?
You can just keep the Pickens one if you're going to do that.
Yeah, just take Pickens.
I mean, maybe Tyler Guyton. Like, if you buy
Tyler
into
Guyton?
his efforts this offseason, his maturation, and especially the coaching staff with Clayton Adams and Connor Riley, I think he's going to be solid. So that would be a fair name to throw out there.
I'm going to go with Sanborn, Jack Sanborn, the linebacker. Hasn't been a starter. And who knows? He might not even start week one for the Cowboys. I think Kenneth Murray's the guy that's getting the nod there with the green dot. I was a little bit surprised. Thought maybe that'd be a Sanborn
yeah,
role.
I think Sanborn's a better player.
But I'm going with Jack Sanborn to break out in a big way.
I
he's
hope
be
so.
A tackling machine.
I don't mean to be too cynical about Sanborn, but I mean, you go for $1.5 million after you've been with this guy and the entire league has a chance. And the only coach that really wants to still have you is the one you just had where you were a try hard for. I don't know. This seems like a teacher's pet type of situation, if you ask me.
Okay. Well, you know, I think he could be Zach Bond, you know, for this year.
I think he's Eberflus's Terrence Steele.
That's what you need. You need somebody. I mean, Eric Kendricks was kind of the mercenary for Mike Zimmer. I need that guy. Maybe Sanborn can be it.
Do you have any appetite for Kyir Elam?
I do. Kyir Elam is like one of the top him? Guys that I would like. What do you like about him? That I'm excited to watch at training camp. I want to see if this is all true or was this just like OTAs and mini camps. He's just out here making plays. Can that sustain onto the practice field and in the games? Like, do you see that in preseason games? Because right now, when you don't have Trayvon Diggs, you don't have Savona Revelle, and you don't have Josh Butler, you're going to get a lot of reps at corner right now. I mean, the Cowboys are thirsting for reps at corner, just capable bodies, and Kyir Elam's that guy.
Well, I'll tell you what, run defense among all corners last year, there's your PFF grades. I'd love to see what your film says. What if I told you that out of 222 qualifying corners with his run defense, Kyir Elam came in 35th? That's why he's here. He's now your best run-stopping defensive back, and it ain't close.
Well, that matches
there
the tape
go.
From Florida, because that dude was physical at Florida. Big, long-limbed guy.
Hey.
Certainly not afraid to kind of throw his head in there and make some plays. And hopefully it's not the head, because we don't want concussions.
Something you can work with a little bit there. I do appreciate that about a player. 469 might have nailed it, though, Wolchuk. BB breakout.
See, like, I can't take Cooper BB.
But
the world knows how I feel about Cooper Beebe. To me, he's already broken out. I have no questions. I have no doubts about Cooper Beebe.
I know, but he hasn't necessarily broken out. Like he's right up against it.
Yeah, for the people that don't know ball, he hasn't.
Right. I don't know. I think that's a good choice.
No,
469.
I
think Beebe's gonna have a great year. I think Sam Williams is a guy that's getting nominated.
Sam
here.
Williams.
I know John Machota threw him in
the athletic. He
the
did.
Athletic breakout.
Sam Williams.
Williams and Nealon.
I think Nealon's got a good shot this year, too, to be a really good player.
I love the idea that if you're getting run over, you can put Nealon out there, and he's got the big, strong arms, and he's not going to get pushed off the edge.
Yeah, Nealon's going to be a good player. Now, the Cowboys roster ranking, courtesy of ESPN, they did it for all 32 teams today. Dead balls in the middle. And this is a list they're typically in the top 10 of. I mean, every year we're wondering, like, are we overrating the Cowboys roster? 18, biggest strength, they're saying, it's not pass rush, wide receiver. Starts with CeeDee Lamb. Then, of course, you add George Pickens. Now you got Kevontae Turpin, Jalen Tolbert, Jonathan Mingo. They provide serviceable depth. They're going with wide receivers, the biggest strength, biggest weakness. Not a shock. Running back. The X factors. Right side of the line. Steele, the rookie Booker. Can they get that solidified? Steele finished 56 out of 66 tackles in pass block win rate in 2024. If Booker and Steele can be average pass protectors, Dallas could have a surprisingly strong line in front of Dak. It's a big if, though, but I think it's possible. Non-starters to know, they're going with my guy Jack Sanborn. So he followed over Matt Eberflus, and then they mentioned Marvin Overshown, but considering Overshown was just a top 10 linebacker on the execs, coaches, and scouts list, come on. I think that Marvin Overshown's becoming a household name, but right in the middle of the pack, I think they kind of nailed this one. I think that's where this roster is right now. There's so many questions.
It's fair. I think with some developments, they could have a top 10 roster as well, but that would be with quite a few developments. Broadus will be on the ground in Oxnard before too long. Be reporting on those developments starting tomorrow along with the KMC Masterpiece live in Oxnard. And then the three of us will join Broadus out there on Sunday and resume the coverage. Chief, what's coming up next, buddy?
Jerry called Micah Michael Parsons today. What's your all-time favorite Jerry mispronunciation? Plus, I have a football admission to announce next in the nation.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.